The WYSL stations bring you Jose Pio and Laval Lewis and your weekly dose of PCP. It's your hour of common sense with the politically correcting podcast and show. You got the power to let power go.
All right, happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers out there. I know that's a day late, but we didn't have a show yesterday, so live with that. I hope you had a great time with your loved ones out there. I do want to tell you right now, I know it's going to make you feel bad. I know you're not going to like to hear this, but this is something that I learned that caused me to have an entire shift in my mindset, and it's this. All the mothers out there, you can close your ears because you're going to be hurt by this. No one cares about you. We have so many people out there who think that their words have any bearing, that their actions have any bearing on anything around them, that they think that they are a high and mighty person that they are. And no one knows who you are, bro. Like, nobody cares about you. No one knows who you are. You're a nobody. And I mean that in the most sincere way possible because I hope you take that to mean that you can just feel free to let loose and be who you are. That's why I want to tell you that. Because a lot of people out there, they are too afraid to act the way that they want to act. They're too afraid to believe in the things that they truly believe in. They put up this front for everybody and they put up this facade for everybody just to make it so that they're not, I don't judge, I guess, but trust me, everyone judges. Everyone judges. It's not a positive thing or a negative thing. It's just everyone does it. That doesn't have to bother you, though, because think about this. Everyone's afraid of making mistakes, and that's what usually keeps people from performing more than what they, than who they believe themselves to be. A lot of people will see this glass ceiling that's ahead of them or above them, and they act in a way that kind of keeps them right below that glass ceiling so that they never become the greatest version of themselves. I'm saying this because I've been in politics for quite a number of years, and we talk to people out there in the community, and it seems as though some people want to have the conversation, but then they don't want to have it in front of their friends. You know, we had a table yesterday where it was at the, or not yesterday, at the Lilac Festival on Saturday. I'm out with my candidate out there, the next congressman, who was at the table talking to somebody, and her friends were just the most rudest group of people I've ever freaking met. And you can tell they were Democrats. I knew that. I know my own kind. But the way they act, the way they talk, the way they freaking portray themselves like they're high and mighty, like, ah, how dare you have this conversation out in public? You know, you're a Republican, you're blah, 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 blah. I don't care what you say. I'm not even a Republican. And I'm sitting there looking at him with absolute disdain. And this freaking guy is sitting there saying, hey, what was he screaming? I wish Lavelle was here. Sorry, he's got a family thing he's involved with today. But this guy was just like screaming. This little guy that was like my height, screaming, go away, go away. And we're like, we're having this conversation with this lady, and these three come up and are like, are badgering us about this kind of stuff. And in the back of my head,
so you're trying to have a conversation, they're interrupting you.
Right. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I'm going to punch this guy in his face, like in front of everybody here. And that's, I had this conversation with my wife actually yesterday or today. It's like the automatic with me is like, I just want to punch you. But the humanity in me is like, overrides that. But the point of that is, thank goodness that we have a candidate who was actually strong enough, who has confidence enough to sit there and say, all right, I'll kindly back away. But there's so many times out there that we kind of need to push back. And there's so many times out there that people feel as if they are being kind to others by not giving people the real information that they know to be legitimate. I have so many conversations out there with people who they don't believe the same thing I believe with the COVID, with the vaccine, with the mask. And I just continually push a little bit at a time so that they understand I don't care if they judge me or think that I'm some kind of conspiracy theorist or think that I might be absolutely wrong in what I believe. It doesn't bother me. I am absolutely comfortable with what I believe, who I am, how I see myself, that your thoughts of me does not matter. And the fact that you think that means that you likely believe that other people's thoughts about you matter, which means I have more control over your own thoughts than you do, which is very sad. Don't allow that to happen. Everybody out there in the social media worlds, don't allow other people's opinion of you supersede that of your own, because then you'll never, ever get to that level of where you truly believe that you can be. I'm nowhere near that person quite yet, but I know that it's gonna happen. It has to. It absolutely has to happen, because God wouldn't have put these thoughts in my mind, put these opportunities in front of me, put these actionable items in front of me to just allow me to be some random everyday person. That just can't be. And just in my opinion, that just can't be. But in order to get to that level, there's no way I can sit there and allow people on social media to say things about me and allow them to not go checked. You're not going to lie about me. And how many times, you guys don't realize how many times people just post, tag me on stuff, and just try and lie about my credibility, my honor, my integrity, all that. Usually I just let it go. Some people I think in my head, again, I just want to smack you. If I ever see you in person, I'm just going to smack you. Like a little girl, psh, smack you. I'm not saying I smack little girls. I'm saying like a little girl would do other people. But this is, I'm getting to the point in a second here. This, I hope, gets some feeling inside of you like, why do I care what other people think? Why do I allow the opinion of others to prevent me from being the person that I know myself to be or to do the things that I just want to do, that I believe it's just the life that I want to live is out there. Why allow someone else's opinion erode that or take that away from you? Think about the fact that you can make so many mistakes in life and no one cares. I say no one cares because in the grand scheme of things, there's 756,000 people in Monroe County. There's 220,000 people in the city of Rochester. I can walk around in a lilac festival and no one knows who the hell I am. No one knows. Nobody. And I can sit here and say, as a blanket statement to most people out there listening in, watching on the social media, I'm probably more well-known than most of you out there when it comes to being out in person. People know who Jose Pio is, the Jose Pio. I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm not saying that to be, you know, boisterous about anything. It's just a pure fact that my name, being on city council, being in the marketing world, being, you know, on the radio, people just happen to know who I am. Nobody knows who I am. So I can be an absolute idiot and make mistakes in life, and it doesn't bother me because in the grand scheme of things, no one cares and no one knows who you are anyways. So make mistakes. Go out there and people are afraid of going through bankruptcy. People are afraid of failure. People are afraid of not hitting their target. Don't be. Because you're worried about what other people think. That's what it comes down to. You're worried about what other people think if you were to fail in your endeavor.
So some people are afraid of disapproval, not being accepted.
Why, though?
Right.
You should feel more pain of not accepting who you are and living a life of absolute lying to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie, period. But you know yourself to be the person who you are. You know that you want to accomplish certain things in life. Take that step towards that without any worry about what someone else thinks or what someone else feels. Because their lens that they're looking at life through is not your lens. How they view you is not how you view you. When you look in the mirror, you should see somebody, or you should see the beginning of somebody. And someone out there who is not able to read your thoughts, who's not able to know what's going on in your head, where you can sit there and say, look, I made a mistake yesterday, but I know I can come back from that. I know I can come back from that. Other people out there want you to live in that mistake. They want to bring up your past. They want you to be that person because it makes them feel better knowing that they can judge you. Don't let it happen. Man up, balls up, whatever it may be. That's just the beginning of the show here. We're going to get into more because there's so much more that this is going to lead to. I just want you to feel that feeling inside of you like, damn, why do I care what other people think? Why am I not being that person that I know I can be? Start right now. We'll be right back with WYSL Radio Station here with the Political Crack Team Boys. I am the Jose Pio Lavalois, is unfortunately not with us today, but he will be back on Wednesday, so he says. 346-3000 is the number to call. We'll be right back after this. With this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun, but it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend.
To live the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law? That in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties? That there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted? These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program, but we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
For the last couple of years, Joe Robach has been telling you about Flower City Collision in Henrietta, saying that it was started by a veteran along with his son, Zach. Hi, my name is Greg Sadwick, and I am that veteran. I want to thank the WYSL listeners for their support over the last couple of years. During those years, not only have I experienced the gratification of providing you the best repairs and customer service, it has also allowed me the opportunity to see my son develop as a young professional. So remember, Flower City Collision for your collision repair needs. And thank you for supporting our locally owned family business.
Politically correcting.
All right, we are back. I am the Jose Pio, of course, with Dr. Bob and Bobby D back there. We started with the conversation surrounding having confidence in who you are and what you believe in. A lot of people will try to claim that a lot of people on my own party, you know, Democratic Party, tried claiming for a number of years that I'm a conspiracy theorist and that I'm pushing propaganda, I'm pushing lies, I'm pushing disinformation, when I was right all along. I mean, it's just so many times over the past 4 years that they were claiming certain things, and now we are seeing after year, little tidbits of information are coming out that just kept proving me right. Something that just came out recently, and I have a question for everyone out there, for the social media world as well as the radio world here, is, was HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, responsible for the northern lights we all saw the other day? If you didn't know, I'm sure you do. If you went on social media at all over the weekend, you saw everybody posting pictures of the northern lights. Bob, were you able to see it?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
What do you mean you've seen it before?
I've seen northern lights. Oh, are you kidding me?
You're so cool. I've never seen northern lights. I thought it was freaking one of the coolest things ever. I would like to see it in Alaska. I like to see it where it's completely like dark, no lights whatsoever.
I saw it in Minnesota. It's fantastic.
Okay. Minnesota, all right. Well, they are calling it a conspiracy theory to believe that HAARP was possibly responsible for northern lights that we saw. The article stating several, quote, conspiracy theorists on social media are now claiming that the aurora seen across Europe, North America, Australia, and New Zealand on Friday was man-made a product of a high-frequency active auroral research program, a.k.a. HARP, testing. However, these claims were made without any evidence. So, of course, that kind of triggers me. You know, you can't sit there and be some kind of fact checker out there and say, oh, you claimed this without any evidence. All right, let's go through the history. November 3rd, there was an article from phys.org, P-H-Y-S.org, titled HARP, Artificial Air Glow May Be Widely Visible in Alaska. It says Alaskans and visitors may be able to see an artificial air glow in the sky created by the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program during a four-day research campaign that starts Saturday. Again, this is November 3rd of last year. The experiments will focus on the ionosphere, the region of the atmosphere between about 30 and 350 miles above the Earth's surface. Scientists will investigate ionosphere mechanisms that cause optical emissions. They'll also try to understand whether certain plasma waves gas so hot that electrons get knocked off atoms, amplify other very low frequency waves. So they're doing some studies there on the frequency waves. And they'll investigate how satellites can use plasma waves in the ionosphere for collision detection and avoidance. Each day during that time, the air glow could be visible up to 300 miles from the HARP facility in Gakona. The site lies about 200 miles northeast of Anchorage and 230 miles southeast of Fairbanks. Now, HARP creates air glow by exciting electrons in Earth's ionosphere, similar to how solar energy creates natural aurora with on and off pulses of high frequency radio transmissions. HARP will create an air glow at a specific point in the sky. The angle of visibility for anyone wanting to look for it will depend on a person's distance from HARP. So I want you to feel free to look for yourself what experiments HARP was doing between May 8th and May 10th. May 8th and May 10th, which May 10th ended on Friday. Go look for yourself and tell me that that description doesn't perfectly match up with what we saw on Friday. And I believe it was showing all through weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Am I correct on that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people were going out last night.
So they're coming out with articles calling anyone a conspiracy theorist who literally can look back in history and see that HARP has been able to create a glowing atmosphere that looks like a aurora, I guess. Do you believe, Bob, are you a conspiracy theorist? Do you believe that it was natural or do you believe it was HARP?
I believe it was natural.
All right. That's fine.
Because I've seen it before. You know, I mean, it's like this is not a new thing.
Not a new thing at all.
No.
And there is data to support that it was natural. Now, it was seen all the way down throughout the country, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different from what you've experienced before?
No. No, when it's visible, it's visible.
When it's visible, it's visible.
If the sky conditions permit.
So the issue I have with this article here, when they called it conspiracy theorists, is that this is what you look for in these fact check articles, right? A lot of times they'll say that it is false. It's clearly false based on the fact that they stated it with no evidence. Well, there's evidence that HARP has been able to create a glow in the atmosphere. Now, what they can do...
Well, what is that evidence? I'm curious to know.
Well, they said it in the article before. They've been able to do it before. They've been able to recreate this...
And it looks just like the Northern Lights, but it's not.
That's what they stated.
Well, I'd have to look at that evidence, you know, and the quality of it and so forth.
You sound like a Democrat right now.
Well...
I love it.
Prove me wrong. You know,
prove me wrong.
Where am I wrong? That is the article.
HARP has been known to be able to create. This is the thing. They say they only emit radio waves out into the freaking, you know, ether world out there, into the universe out there, to keep track of the radio waves and see what bounces back at them. But there has been articles showing that they've been able to recreate things in the atmosphere. And in the universe that looks as if it's like a natural occurrence. The fact is, there was many people years ago that were sitting there claiming, they look up in the sky, they see these airplanes with a trail behind them, and they say, well, that looks weird. Why is it that this trail of, I don't know, seemingly chemicals of some sort is behind this plane only when it comes across this sky? And people were called conspiracy theorists, saying, why would you think that a plane is just excreting material into the sky? You think that everything's a conspiracy theory, yada, yada, yada. We'll come to find out.
Jet contrails? It's CO2.
That's exactly what they were doing, though. They were saying that there was the exhaust. They said it was the plane's exhaust system that was creating this trail of vapor behind the plane. Now, when I went to Panama City not that long ago, we were near a airport that brought in international flights. So there was tons of planes. I did not see a single airplane that emitted any kind of trail behind it. Not a single one. Come back to Rochester, planes flying all over the place with freaking trails. And so come to find out, now they're being very open about the fact that they are emitting some kind of chemicals into the atmosphere to create some kind of weather pattern.
This is that program you're talking about.
This is one of many programs that they've been doing. The last one we talked about was happening in, where was it? Not Sri Lanka, Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi. They literally came out and said it. And then a month later is when they had huge floods out of nowhere. The most amount of rainfall they've had in a 24-hour period in, like, history. They're messing with our climate.
Well, this is the WEF again. This is another one of their bright ideas. Well, they think that the planet needs to be rescued from humanity.
Right. At the same time, they're taking their private jets all over the country to talk about climate change.
That's because they're the important people.
Exactly.
These are the ones who count, okay? Because we all know that we have to have a ruler, right?
That's what they're going for. And when we say that, you know, WEF came out and said, you will own nothing and be happy. People think
we need to kill 95% of the humans on the planet.
500 million people or less on a planet. They said that's the amount that the world can sustain. They're not just talking, you're not going to own a vehicle. They're not talking about you're not going to own a home. I think at this point we've seen exactly how they're going to do that. They're going to price you out of existence for anything that's worth anything in your life. But they want to extract all resources from you, any kind of resource from you. We got Todd on the line, though. Todd, what do you got for us, brother?
Hey, guys. I'm listening. This conversation's gone from this to that and this and that. And I think what we really need is a couple cases of beer and a bonfire.
Now you're talking. Well, if only you knew.
Oh, yeah, and a dog. Yeah, can I bring Merle? You bring your pup.
Absolutely. He's here.
We'll sit out by the fire, and this will be an all-nighter.
Todd, I am 100% okay with that. I love having a little bonfire, bringing a cigar outside, having some bourbon, and just I'll sit out there by myself thinking about these thoughts.
He talks to himself, Todd.
I do.
Yeah.
A little scotch, a few beers, and this conversation. And, you know, this conversation started all about truth. And I think we went to commercial, then we came back, and then it was like anybody that tells the truth, you know, you kind of hide from it and everything, and then we come back, and then we're talking about HARP, you know? So, I mean, this is definitely beer, fire, bourbon, scotch, dogs, and need more time in the radio to deal with this.
Todd, you're so right about that. I appreciate you calling in. And honestly, anyone out there, this is something, Bob, that I would love to discuss with you at some point. Would be to have some kind of listener appreciation day where we're able to have exactly what Todd's talking about here. Maybe go to some country farmhouse somewhere, build a huge bonfire, get some drinks together, get all the listeners together, all the freaking podcast hosts, all the radio show hosts, get everybody together and say, you know what? Let's all have a good old fashioned time.
Summer's coming.
Keith will be there.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be a great time. And the mics out there. No, I appreciate everyone giving this call. Todd, thank you so much. That's exactly how I like this, my podcast to be. The Politically Correcting Podcast is all about having the open and honest conversations that you're having anyways, just openly for everyone to hear it. Let's hash it out. Let's find out what the truth is. 346-3000 is the number to call here at the WYSL station. We'll be right back after this break.
Join the quest.
Give your ear so I be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo.
Politically correcting.
I'm gonna have myself.
What a great song. What a great song. I can't wait to go see Almost Queen. They're coming to Del Lago. I'm getting a free freaking Del Lago commercial here. So you guys better start sponsoring us, dang it. I am the Jose Pio. I've got the mic on the line. How you doing, brother?
Gentlemen. Hey, Jose, you're the Mac Daddy of the Mac Daddies. Fighting the Democrats at the Wildlock Festival. But
thank
but
you.
Hey, go into your cloud seeding here. There's an article, Scientific America, dated April 4th, 2024. Geoengineering tests quietly launches salt crystals into the atmosphere using drones off the aircraft carrier in San Francisco Bay.
Did they make it sound like it's just salt that they're throwing out into the clouds?
Well, it's not just salt. Sodium oxide. Another article I found actually had described the composition.
What did you say? You got vanilla in there? What? That sounded like you had vanilla. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it wasn't just plain salt. I'm sorry. It was other aluminum oxide,
yep,
and a whole bunch of other little nasty things that you don't want to launch in the atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happens to be that April 4th, well, if you've noticed the weather patterns in the middle of our country, of all the tornadoes we've had. We've had a big string of tornadoes in the last few weeks.
Yeah, because climate change, right?
Well, climate change.
There we go. That's good timing for that, Bob.
But I just wanted to throw that article out there. So there is articles that you will see pop up here and there that they are messing with our atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely.
Why? We know the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates doing it, because the Saudis have actually come out in an article saying they like rain every once in a while to make things look green. So, you know. But when you change weather in one part of the country, one part of the world, you're changing it somewhere else.
Exactly. Thank you, the Mike, for calling in and always feeling confident and speaking up, because you're absolutely right about that. That last part is the key part that I think people tend to forget. You can't just change something in our climate, in our atmosphere, without something else being impacted. You can't increase the amount of water in one area without decreasing the amount of water somewhere else. So everything they're doing right now with kind of, you know, effing with our atmosphere is going to have an impact on us. The world produces the amount of water that is necessary for the earth to have. It produces that water from deep down below. They've already came out with the information that says that there's more water underneath our crust than there is above on the actual earth. So there's more water underneath. Remember, that's what came out during the flood. For those of you who are believers and readers of your Bible, during the flood, the waters came from underneath and came up at the same time as being rained down upon. It was a combination of both. It was a complete upheaval in water. But the way the earth is, it doesn't bring more water into the world. It uses the water that's in it. When the heat comes, it evaporates, and then it starts raining, the same water it had before. So what we're doing right now is absolutely going to impact this earth. It's going to impact the world that we live in. And I believe that there are people out there who really, truly believe they're doing what's right for the climate change and for the world. They really, truly believe it because they've been taught that in their schools, that pretty much got overran by the Rockefellers back in the day, that pretty much bought the teachers union, that bought the professors, that bought the schools, the colleges, the universities, they bought them. That's why you see these names on these buildings. Those names didn't come because they were nice people. Those names came because they gave a butt ton of money. And usually with a butt ton of money comes a butt ton of responsibility. So the climate change, when you can claim that the answer to every question comes back to climate change, meaning the heat, the hottest summer we've ever had was because of climate change, and the wettest summer we ever had was because of climate change.
And the coldest summer.
And the coldest summer. And the coldest winter and the warmest winter, all because climate change. That's what I want to get to that point in life, when you can just claim one thing and it's the answer to everything. But that is how they keep you from being able to speak up, because there's a ton of people out there who believe you have no idea what you're talking about. You are an idiot. They want you to have a lobotomy so that – is that a lobotomy? What's a lobotomy? Am I saying the right
word?
That's
where they make an incision over your frontal lobe, and it turns you into basically
– a vegetable?
Yeah, Jell-O pudding.
Yeah. They want you to have that, as well as mastectomy, as well as chopping body parts off, as well as taking them out of your body. They want to make sure you don't procreate. They meaning people who – don't want you thinking for yourself. They meaning those who don't want people who are able to stand up for what is right, stand up for what is true. They don't want you to be able to do that. That's why they're extracting as much resource as they possibly can from you. That's why they're very much okay with increasing taxes. That's why they're very much okay with the amount of real estate that's going to be going into foreclosure, vehicles going into foreclosure, credit card debt, people losing their jobs, layoffs. They're very much okay with it because they want you to sit back and let Big Daddy government come in and take care of you the way that Big Daddy government can, which is we're going to tax everybody and we're going to feed you and clothe you and give you a monthly income, a guaranteed basic income. It sounds so good.
15-minute cities. 15-minute
cities.
You're going to eat bugs. Because with a butt ton of money comes a butt ton of God complex.
There you go. And that's exactly what they're doing. Don't let it fool you. Speaking of God complex and absolute idiot, President Joe Biden, I threw that last part in there. President Joe Biden's facing backlash from lawmakers on both parties over his ultimatum that a major Israeli offensive in the city of Rafah would result in a shutoff of some U.S. weapons. Biden's decision to go public with the ultimatum in an interview with CNN's Aaron Burnett last week was greeted with pointed criticism across the GOP spectrum on Sunday and vocal concern among Democrats.
By the way, he sandbagged that comment until after his Holocaust Day speech.
Mm. Well, he also had, 15 lies within 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He averaged a lie a minute.
So somebody, I don't know which publication it was, got the left wing scopes to fact check all of Biden's statements. False.
Yeah,
hilarious.
That's how it needs to be done. But here's the best part. This is a quote from the Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. On the one hand, they're saying too many Palestinian civilians have been killed. With the other hand, they're depriving us of the precision-guided weapons that actually cut down on civilian casualties. He said that on CNN's Dana Bash State of the Union. I always find it amazing. And this is another one coming back to the beginning of the show where we talked about having the confidence to speak up. This is where Republicans need to stand up and say, you can't be a hypocrite. Republicans claim to be the party that's pro-life, right? You can't be pro-life and also a war hawk. You can't be pro-life and also love war and funding war and funding weapons and sending weapons to other countries to destroy the livelihoods, the life of another country. You can't be so gung-ho about murdering people and consider yourself pro-life. I'm personally very sick and tired of these, I'm going to claim far right, because I don't think they represent most of the Republicans out there. I think most Republicans are pretty common sense people. they know that, you know, abortion may not be right, but at the same time, they're going to sit there and say, look, my body, my choice. I'm going to let that person deal with their God, their creator. They're going to have to answer to them. I myself am pro-choice, but whatever they want to do with their body, I'm going to have to let them do that. They understand that. They understand we shouldn't be funding all these wars as well. We'll be right back after this break. I'm going to jump right back into that because we need to discuss this a little bit more because I'm tired of having to fight people on this aspect that if you're pro-life, you need to be pro-life regardless. 346-3000 is the number to call here at WYSL Station. I am the Jose Pio with the Politically Correcting Boys. We'll be right back.
To live the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law? That in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties, that there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted. These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
I'm Greece Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Joe Robach. If you're looking to market and grow your business, make new business connections, and give back to the community in a meaningful way, consider joining the Greece Regional Chamber. We are the largest suburban chamber in Monroe County, and we offer networking, education, marketing, insurance, and advocacy. You do not need to live or work in Greece to join. Our members come from throughout the region. In short, we are better together, and together, we can move your business forward. Visit GreaseChamber.org or call 585-227-7272 to join today. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, my name is Greg Sadwick, and along with my son Zach, we are the owners of Flower City Collision. We've been advertisers on WYSL, the voice of liberty, for the last couple of years. So I want to thank the listeners of WYSL for their patronage, which has allowed us to grow and reinvest in the latest technologies to ensure that your vehicles are repaired to the most current standards, whether conventional or EV. If you're in a collision, reach out to Zach at Flower City Collision in Henrietta, and he'll work with your national insurance company on your local behalf to ensure that your repair gets done right.
Politically correcting.
Speak your truths. That's what this show is all about. Speak your truths no matter what. Let people judge. Let people think you're crazy because over the past 4 years, I think us conspiracy realists out there have been proving ourselves smarter than most. I am Jose Pio, or a.k.a. The Jose Pio, with the Politically Correcting Boys. We are here at the WYSL station. I'm going to jump back into a conversation about essentially that. Speak your truths. Now, my entire time on city council, I was very much pro-law enforcement. Pro-law enforcement. What happened in the first year, we all saw all the protests, all the riots, all the burning, all the looting, all of that was happening. And they're saying, well, it's okay. It's okay because they're just expressing themselves in a manner that is, you know, they're right. Well, it wasn't, right? It wasn't. But what we have seen is that there tends to be a regurgitating of the exact same elements every presidential election. Now, Bob, what are some things that it seems as if every presidential election comes around that these things happen? What are some things that pop out to you?
You mean what do they claim? What do they promise?
No, what do they show on the social on the mass media and the social media? What do we see in society every time there's a presidential election?
Protests?
Protests and riots. Maybe a black guy dying at the hands of police.
Oh, yeah, some violent incident. Yeah.
Right? And a third part is some new pandemic scare. I think this is the new way they're going to try and possibly affect the outcome of this year's presidential election.
Well, there has to be some kind of mass casualty or big scare event. It may not be a pandemic. Well, it might be, who knows?
Here's a new scare. The FDA is gearing up for a bird flu pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and people that could kill 1 in 4 of those it infects, the agency's top official has revealed. Dr. Robert Califf told a Senate committee that officials were drawing up plans to roll out tests, antiviral drugs, ivermectin, and vaccines in the event that virus jumps to humans. But he emphasized the risk of it spreading to people was still low, with only one person infected so far, a farm worker in Texas back in March last month.
Oh, well, there's always patient zero.
There's always patient zero. So the bird flu already appears to be spreading in cattle for the first time after jumping from birds. But fragments of the virus have already been detected in products, including, get this, 1 in 5 grocery store milks, as well as cottage cheese and sour cream. Officials say these are still safe to consume because the virus inside them is inactivated during the pasteurization process. So it seems like every presidential year now, there's something that pops up that's going to scare people into voting from home, getting mail-in ballots. This is becoming far too, every single day. I feel like Fauci said it, Bill Gates said it, that it's going to be another pandemic, that there's going to be one that's worse than the previous one. The only way they can make it worse is actual people who are under 55, who don't have 3.5 comorbidities already, dying. Because that's what happened during COVID. It wasn't that hard to see that. Everybody who had a brain saw that the people who were actually affected, meaning actually dying from COVID, just COVID, not the car accidents where they happen to have COVID, not the gunshot to the face of a person who happened to be COVID positive,
right? Yeah.
They did claim that. I had this argument with someone in Boulder, Colorado. I said, do you not recall AOC coming out and literally telling everybody, if you had a loved one die recently, have them put that it was due to COVID? They had them put that information out there and said, because we will provide you with money to help with burying your loved ones. AOC said it. AOC did. I talked about this on city council. I said, this is ridiculous. The vast majority of people who are not just randomly getting tested by the autopsy and they come out and say, it looks like they had the virus at some point, but yet they died from a freaking brain injury or whatever it may be. People who died from COVID were mostly 55 and older, overweight, and had 3.5 comorbidities. That's not the vast majority of people out there. And it's certainly not the vast majority of people who work for City Hall. And the entire time I was fighting against the mandated vaccine, the city did not do it. That's something I will give to Mayor Lovely Warren. She was very much against mandatory vaccine. She was against the vaccine, HPV vaccine, to younger kids in our school district as well.
I did not know that.
And that's why you come to the Politically Correcting Podcast radio show to learn.
I knew there's a reason I do this show every day.
Yes, and Lovely
for
Warren
2 days a week
would not require it from City Hall. When Malik Evans came in, he was, man, that dude's quadruple vaxxed up. He's got 5 masks on pretty much anytime he's in public. It's embarrassing to me. But he was very much pro-vaccine. And so what they agreed upon was giving employees a $200 bonus if you were to get vaccinated.
What?
$200.
200 bucks.
So I said, you know what would be better than pushing this needle into people's arms? Taking that money, I forget how much of what ended up being in total, but taking that money and building a gym in the basement of City Hall that is free for any public employee to use. On top of that, reimagining this cafeteria that you have that sells crap food and put healthy food in there, because we have a city full of fat people. I'll be very clear about that. Our city is fat. You guys are disgusting out there, how fat you are. All right? I'm fat too. That's okay. You can be, I can call you fat and still love you. I could call you fat and still freaking love being around you and having food with you and all that.
Fat food.
Fat food. That's okay. If you love yourself, love yourself. But don't get mad when I say that you look like freaking, what's her name, Lizzo. But you claim that fat is beautiful, all right? So if I sit there and say, man, you remind me of Lizzo, and you get mad, then you don't really believe that fat is beautiful. Anyways, jumping off the high horse there. We need to start getting activated here in this city. I said the entire time, we need to start doing something as a city to promote health, to promote people getting active in their communities. But guess what? Nobody wants to freaking go outside when everyone's getting shot up, when all the houses are getting shot at, when all the cars are getting stolen, when parts of cars are getting freaking ripped off of your driveway in the middle of the night, when you're using technology to amplify the freaking key fob to unlock your car and drive away with it. Nobody wants to go outside anymore. They have literally caused most of Rochester to say, you know what, I just don't even want to be outside anymore. And if you saw, I drove around yesterday during Mother's Day, and I saw some of the places that I expected to be fully packed. Fully packed. Nobody was out.
Oh, listen. We walked into Black and Blue, Pittsford Plaza.
Love it.
3:30 in the afternoon on Mother's Day.
Okay.
I said, hi. We're regulars there. We know those guys. But that wasn't what caused what I'm about to describe. They said, yeah, you don't have a reservation table for two? Follow me. It was unbelievable. I figured that place would be totally overrun. At one point, we're eating in the bar area. There was nobody sitting at the bar. Zero.
There was nobody at the place that I went to. And it was a pretty good place, you know, down
in Sabri. Mother's Day.
They've taken everything away from us. You know that. You know our elected officials have bent us over and did not use lube. That's what they've done to us. No reach around.
That's what he said, folks.
That's what I said. They've done that to us. And you're literally going to let your friends dictate to you who you should vote for? You're literally going to allow your friends to sit there and say, don't vote for that. They're a Republican. Who cares if they're a Republican, Libertarian, Independent, Conservative, Republican? I don't care. If you are a politician for 30-something years and you've done nothing, you don't deserve your job. This is what every election year is. It is a... You're going in front of your employer and saying, I either want the job or I want a promotion. You have an entire history behind you. You've been on city school board and now you're the mayor. You've done nothing. We've got Joe Morelli, who's been in Congress, State Assembly. He was something else before that. Nothing. We've gotten worse, people. We've gotten worse. Stop allowing your friends to dictate or family to dictate who you should vote for. Vote your conscience. That's our show for today. Politically Correcting Boys. I am the Jose Pio. Of course, we got Dr. Bob and Bobby D back there. We'll be back on Wednesday. Hopefully, LaBelle will be with us as well, because as much as I love talking, I love having conversation. So join us on the Facebook page, Politically Correcting Facebook page, as well as our Instagram page. And we are back on YouTube, which is fantastic. Maybe after this episode, probably not. But we'll be back on Monday here at the WYSL station. Thank you. Have a blessed day. A lovely day.